Florida-based voting rights groups are calling the state's primary election a success. More than 3 million Floridians, or roughly 27.5% of registered voters, cast ballots, many through vote by mail. Election observers are hoping for a repeat of the relatively problem-free election in November. I'm Blaze Ganey. In Leon County, Election Day went off smoothly for the most part, despite an afternoon thunderstorm that knocked out power to some precincts. Leon County Supervisor Mark Early says the hitch didn't slow down the process, although...
That storm came through in the early afternoon. No, we didn't really skip a beat, but in a few places, the backup battery power capacity was getting real low before we could get generators out. So, you know, it's just more contingency planning, but really the overall game plan, I think, was great.
The county saw about 36% of its registered voters cast ballots. Leon County vote return was the third highest in the state. Early says this election was different because most voters cast their ballots through vote by mail.
The vote by mail was at least double what we would normally get. More than double what we normally get for a primary election. I think the most we'd ever had for a primary was 17,000, but we had 44,000 vote by mail this time.
Those same trends showed up nationwide.
According to the state, numbers about 2.3 million voted by mail. 558,430 voted early.
That's Brad Ashwell, the state director for the voting rights group All Voting is Local.
They had 3.8 million voters, according to the state this morning. So 28% turnout versus about 2.9 million in 2016. So, you know, almost a million more voters.
Still, despite a relatively smooth election, Ashwell and his organization remain on guard.
It's important to note that November will look very different than yesterday. The ballot will be longer. We'll have a contentious presidential election. We have a very real concern about a coordinated voter challenge campaign for the first time in decades. And we can just expect a much larger turnout in November.
Ashwell wants a list of changes for early voting options after seeing the increased use of the option this election.
We should expand early voting hours and days. We should expand the use of drop boxes and publicize them better. For vote-by-mail ballots, we should extend the deadline for vote-by-mail ballots.
Ashwell believes extending when ballots can be received will help account for any delays within the Postal Service. American Postal Workers Union President Mark Demenstein recently told PBS NewsHour that mail delivery is seeing a slowdown amid federal policy changes.